Hey SheBleed community, today is a very big and exciting day because we are welcoming our very first male guest to the show. My dear friend Ryan Cole is joining us for a conversation about male and female friendships as we answer the question, can guys and girls really be just friends? Now Ryan and I met our sophomore year of high school and we have been good pals ever since. When I first thought of having a male guest on the show, I knew I wanted Ryan to be one of the first because he's not only a longtime friend, but someone I truly admire and respect. Now, a little bit about Ryan. He is a resident in student ministries at Northview Church in Westfield, Indiana, and he has the intent of becoming a youth pastor one day. He recently graduated from Hope College in Holland, Michigan, where he studied communications, religion, and youth ministry. A few other fun facts about Ryan. He is a high school intramural basketball champion, something he is very proud of. He is a Kentucky basketball super fan, and let me just tell you, he was a stellar high school prom date. But truly, Ryan's friendship has been such a gift to me, and I am really excited to share him with you guys today. So if you've been wondering if it's possible to be friends with guys, even when they have girlfriends, stay tuned because we'll be chatting about that and so much more. Get excited, this is about to be so fun. Hi there, I'm Caroline, a recent college grad and your new personal cheerleader. The She Believe podcast is our time to chat as friends and dig deep into the real stuff. I'm here to let you know someone's in your corner and share truth that will help you become more fully who God has created you to be. Thanks for joining the conversation. You are always welcome. Hey, Ryan, it is so fun to have you on the podcast today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, so I gave you a little intro about Ryan just a few minutes ago, but I thought you guys like to hear from him yourself. So Ryan, why don't you start out with giving us a little bit about who you are, maybe a few things you like to do, and why don't you give us your favorite memory of us throughout our friendship?
Absolutely. So like Colin said, my name is Ryan. I just graduated from college, went to Hope College in Holland, Michigan, where I was a communications major and then double minor in religion and youth ministry. Right now I'm back in Carmel and just working at my home church part-time in like this residency program and then currently doing landscaping. It's my other part-time job. So two very different work environments, but definitely enjoying it. My favorite memory of Caroline and I, junior year prom, we went to prom together.
Woo.
And I dropped Caroline off at her house at the end of the night, and I like walked her to the front door, and I was just like, no, this is so much fun, like, you know, thanks for going with me. And Caroline turns around to me and says, yes, let's do it again sometime. And and I'm like, well, I guess next year, maybe, which we didn't go together the next year, but
I did go with a guy named Ryan though.
Yeah. And one of my good friends. So, ended up working out. But yeah, that's definitely something I still give her a hard time about.
Yeah. And Ryan and I have been friends for 7 years. The fact that that's, I would say that situation, especially going to prom, be saying that just describes our friendship really well.
Yeah,
we met through a TV class, and just ever since then, we've just been good pals. We have a lot in common. I think especially our faith has kept us strong throughout the years, and even though we've gone to school in different states and we're gone here and there throughout the summers, we've still maintained a really great friendship. So I wanted to bring him on as the first guest. It was kind of a big decision of like, should I bring a guy on the podcast? Is this just for women? But I really wanted to expand the horizons. I knew you guys wanted to hear from men. And a couple of months ago, Ryan was telling me about a class that he took in college where he learned all about male and female friendships. And I just knew that if I was going to bring on a guy, it was going to be Ryan first. And who better to talk about friendships than a good friend of mine? So after Ryan and I talked a little bit, I knew this would be the perfect episode to introduce a male guest. And so we're going to be talking all about, can you have male-female friendships? Can guys and girls be friends? What if you have a girlfriend? What if you have a boyfriend? Is it still okay? So we're going to dive into all of that. Ryan and I are going to be sharing from our own personal experience, our 7 years of friendship. But Ryan, before we really just like dive right in, I want to set a strong foundation because this is a tricky topic. People feel uncomfortable. People have very strong opinions either way. So I want to start with just the foundation of the four different types of love. So we have the first one, storge, that's an empathy bond. So you think like, okay, mother, son, a parent and their child. And then we have philia, which is really going to be our main focus today, which is that friendship bond. And then we have eros, the romantic love, and then agape, which is the unconditional love, God's love. So I want to start here because I think this is where most people get confused or feel nervous about male and female friendships, is that like, ooh, what about love? Like, is it always going to have to be romantic? So how does love look different in friendship versus romantic relationships? Like, share from your experience, what you've learned in this class. I'd love to just know what you think that looks like between friendship and romantic relationships.
Yeah, well, there's generally, you know, a lot less kissing going on in friendship love.
True.
Physical love. But yeah, no, in all seriousness, one of the beautiful things about friendship love is that it's unconditional. C.S. Lewis kind of talks about in his book, The Four Loves, that friendship is like the realization between two people where you kind of say something along the lines of like, what, you two? In terms of like a common interest or like your virtues or something like that, that brings you together. And there's no real bind that's forcing you together. But the beautiful thing about friendship is that you just come together. It's unconditional and it's a beautiful thing because there's nothing making you be friends, but you're choosing to be friends.
Yeah. So what has it looked like in your friendships, specifically like male versus female? So maybe what's something that bonds you between you and your male friends versus maybe what bonds you and I?
Yeah. So I think between male friends, one of the most common ways that I've experienced friendship and that I think guys do experience friendship would first off just be sports. Being teammates with somebody really brings you together because you have a common goal that you're pursuing together. And you're pursuing something that's hard. And that therefore brings you together because you go through something together. I've also found that my life group, like with my church, that has been something that has brought me together with a lot of different guys. And typically that's, you know, things that we're going through in life, whether, you know, it's a really hard time or it's a good time. That can really bring people together as well with guys. But with girls, it's interesting. I've always found that it's a lot easier for me to be more honest with my emotions or vulnerable with women.
Interesting.
And I remember like wondering if that's okay, like, or if that's fine. But I think what it really like, you know, revealed about myself is I just need to learn how to be more honest with other men. There's a phrase that kind of gets thrown around a lot with men called toxic masculinity, in the sense of like what it actually means to be a man versus what we're told being a man is. And so one of the things that like we're told being a man is maybe a phrase like man up or rub dirt on it or, you know, things like that. And I mean, to be honest, like the first time I was like cussed at by a coach, I was like 11.
Wow.
but that's like the kind of phrases that would be said. And so, you know, at a young age, you're taught compete and win. And there's a pastor named Vodi Bisham who gives like three B's that men are told their identity like typically comes from in American culture. So the three B's are ball field, bedroom, and budget. And basically what he says is that, you know, we're told as like young men who are growing up in a culture that your worth and value is found on a ball field, so how athletic you are, the bedroom, so how good you are with women, and your budget in the sense of how much money do you have. And those three things can define you as a man if you don't know what it means to actually be a man.
That's really interesting because while those, I wouldn't say necessarily those three things are what define women, like there are like that standard of like something similar of like, I would say more of like, what do you look like your appearance? And then two, like how well do you do with men? And then three, like skill, intellect, kind of like what do you have to offer? And so it's interesting to think like that that's kind of what we hold on to. And then when we are like in relationship with other women, like we're still in competition. And I would say with men, like that's probably something that comes up a lot too, is that you're like competing for the same things or for the same spots with the guys that you're friends with, versus in like a female male relationship, you aren't striving for the same things in the sense that like you're not competing in the same league, but rather you're like having something else to offer one another, which I think is the beauty of female and male friendships, is that like you're able to see just like the beauty of masculinity versus femininity and just like the different things we have to offer one another. Like you have taught me so much about what it means to be a man. And even though like, I don't need to know like how to be a man, how to be a better man. Like it's showing me a lot of like what to expect in like a good, strong man. And like, setting just like a good example and foundation for the men that I want to surround myself with, because when we have people that are living out their masculinity, then it gives us the invitation to live out more fully our femininity.
I think it's a beautiful thing to have friends that are of the opposite sex, because I think one of the hugest or biggest benefits that I've found is that there's a lot less jealousy involved with it.
From
I know between guys. So yeah, for example, in guy to guy friendships, like let's say they're sports oriented, there can be a lot of jealousy in the sense of who's playing more, who scores more, who's performing better. With female to female friendships, there can also be jealousy in different ways, like who's getting asked on more dates, or you know, who's seen as the smartest one in the classroom, something like that. But with male to female friendships, there's a lot less opportunity, I think, for jealousy, because men and women typically aren't playing on the same sports team. They're typically not compared one to one against each other by the other gender, and so therefore, you just have a lot less opportunity to be jealous of one another. And a lot of times a friendship can happen a little more organically because of that.
That's really interesting perspective of like the whole jealousy thing, because I would say that would be like the major wedge in like same-sex relationships, like going back to that competition. So staying on track with like those male-female friendships, obviously you just said that you think they're really good and beneficial. But I know like a lot of the time that statement gets thrown around that like men and women can't be friends because one always ends up having romantic feelings for the other and it's going to ruin the relationship, or yeah, it's just not possible. So what are your thoughts on that? Like, how do you view that? Why do you think male and females should be friends?
Well, I think males and females have a lot to learn from each other. So for example, I think males can find more opportunity for emotional intimacy and emotional depth, like from the start with a female friendship. Males have to kind of learn typically how to be emotional with each other. And it's typically very awkward. whereas females are a lot more open to that, a lot more receptive to that, and better at getting a conversation like that going. And I think females can find with male friendships, they may say something along the lines of there's less drama. They may say something like they're more chill, something like that. And so I think that there's things that men and women can learn from each other and then also apply to their same gender friendships that are really beneficial.
Yeah, that's so interesting, especially like the examples you gave of like women saying like being friends with men is like less drama and more chill. And I mean, this just clearly comes from the example you shared earlier about what I said after prom. Like, clearly, like, I am not a charmer. Like, I do not have all the secrets to like how to interact with men. I grew up with mostly sisters. I have one brother, and I just have not been someone to have a lot of guy friends. I don't want to say that I was like the believer that like men and women couldn't be friends, but I just never knew how to approach the situation, because I either felt like, oh, maybe they're like interested in me and I'm not interested, or vice versa. And it was just like always really awkward and uncomfortable for me. And part of the reason of why I wanted to bring Ryan on, because I just feel like our friendship has been such an example to me. And I want to provide that example to all of you guys listening, that it is possible. And like Ryan has taught me so much, and that like you don't need to be one of those people that's like, oh, I'd rather hang out with guys to have male friendships, or like you don't have to like completely write off women, or like be nervous about like having to impress men, or like just use male friendship as a way to like begin a romantic relationship. Because I think it is possible to learn to have like healthy boundaries in relationships with men while still pursuing other men, and not saying that like you're only going to be friends with them and not have any romantic relationships with anyone else. So Ryan, you're in a relationship, you're in a very serious relationship, and I'm single. I'd love to kind of just talk about that difference, because I think like depending on the relationship status of both the male and female in the relationship, the situation can look kind of different. So one, let's start with that. What about when like the guy's in a relationship and the girl's not, or vice versa? What would you say are some like healthy boundaries to establish in that situation?
Yeah. So kind of like you said, been in a relationship with, her name's Sarah Jane, and I love her. I think one of the things that matters is timing. So for example, SJ and I started dating, 8 months ago. And there are friends that I've had that are women, like Caroline, for years before SJ and I were dating. And one of the cool things that I've been able to do with SJ and that she's been able to do is meet with me is we bring each other into that side of our life with each other. And so it's kind of, I can't tell you how many times in high school too, Caroline like saved me from making a dumb decision, going on a date I shouldn't go on.
Can we say that louder?
Yeah, exactly. Like that's one of the things Caroline's always helped me with. But it's just been a lot of fun to be able to introduce Sarah Jane to like female friends that I have, and for them to come back to me and say, "Wow, Ryan, you've got a good one." That's just like such a filling thing, and it's a really fun thing I think for me to bring her into, and for me to step into with her as well.
I think that's such a good point and so important, and says a lot about the relationship. Like if you're dating someone and you don't want to bring them around your friends, or if like the person you're dating is jealous, like if SJ would be jealous that you're like friends with all these other women, like there's got to be a reason that that's happening, you know? Like Ryan and I, when he's in town and I'm in town, like we'll go out and we'll grab drinks or like we'll grab coffee, and yeah, there's nothing weird or bizarre about it because we're just good friends, and we have those boundaries in place, and like Ryan said, the timing. And I think communication is also one of the most important things, of making sure that you're honest and that you're not hiding things, or if maybe it feels uncomfortable to like go out and have coffee with like a longtime friend when you're dating someone, like then like that just is kind of not a good sign. Like you need to make sure that you're able to be upfront and honest and just say like, "Hey, look, here, this is what's going on." And also too, just welcoming them in. I think that's so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's important to be receptive of your spouse too. You know, if SJ were to come to me and say, like, hopefully feel comfortable enough to come to me and say, "I'm not sure about this person," I need to, as her spouse, to be able to say, "I'm going to honor you because our relationship is different," and that matters more. And so one of the fun things that her and I have been able to do is to have those honest conversations with each other and be able to respect each other in that way, to where when Caroline and I do go catch up over, you know, winter break, spring break, things like that, SJ knows about it. And we are very clear in communicating that with each other. But we're also very smart as to how we hang out with people of the opposite sex. So, for example, I think it's smart to hang out in public. So hang out at a coffee shop or a restaurant or a park or a walking trail, something like that, where other people can see you, because it really shuts down any kind of temptation that you would ever have. Not that you should have that kind of temptation if you're in a relationship, but the prospect of that isn't even there if you're in public.
That's a good point. And too, that there's other people there to like hold you accountable, or even I think, yeah, with the whole jealousy, like I really appreciate and respect what you were saying about like respecting the person you're in a relationship with's opinion. Because like, especially from the female perspective, like if I was dating a guy and he was going and hanging out one-on-one with a girl, like, I mean, if they were really good friends, like you need to have that conversation and I would understand, but I would still want to know that like there's some, yeah, some external factor there that's like keeping it platonic, and that they're not just like hanging out alone in someone's house or room or like with their family all the time. And I think that's another thing regarding time, of like Ryan and I don't like sit and text every day and FaceTime all the time and are like sharing every detail of our life. Like we are good close friends and like we talk about like the real and serious and honest stuff, but it's like that intimate relationship and that emotional vulnerability is something special for the person that you're in that romantic relationship with. So I think too, just being really cognizant of those lines of like how emotionally invested should I be with this person when I have someone else that I have like pledged to like have special in my life?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think one question that a lot of people might be wondering right now is, should your friendships change if you enter a relationship? And I think so. I think that your friendships with the opposite sex, they should all scale back a little bit. And if they don't, that might be concerning, because the emotional intimacy is meant for your spouse, and those emotional moments and vulnerable moments are meant for your spouse. And if you don't take that away or from your friendships and put that toward your spouse, you're in a way emotionally cheating on that person. And yeah. So I think it should all scale back some to some extent. Not that you should lose all of your friends that are the opposite sex, but the relationship should change some. And you should also probably be talking about your spouse a lot with your friends. And it might be concerning if you never talk about your spouse with your friends.
And I think these are good warning signs too. Like maybe you're listening and you have a really good guy friend, and maybe you have a boyfriend too, and you're like, dang, well, maybe I actually like hanging out with my guy friend more. Or I feel like I can talk to him easier. Like all those things. Like it's, I don't want to say it's wrong, but it's like something you need to be mindful of that, like, okay, maybe this isn't the right relationship for you, and that's okay. Like maybe your guy best friend is the guy you're supposed to end up with if like those are the signs you're seeing. But I think it's like making sure that you set these boundaries in place, that you're respecting the relationships where they are. Because if maybe you do feel that way, then you need to have those hard conversations. Like, I think that is at the root of like male and female friendship, is honesty and just like being able to talk about those things. And when Ryan and I get together, like he does talk about his girlfriend all the time, and it's so fun to like be able to have those conversations. But it's also like I respect him, and I'm not going to ask him like super personal deep questions that I know like are reserved for his romantic relationships. So I think even on the opposite end, if you're in that like friendship spot and the other person is dating, then like making sure that you are respecting them, and their partner as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're the friend that's single and the other friend is in a relationship, ask them about their spouse. Especially if you feel like things are starting to get a little weird. Continuously bring up the other person, because one of the biggest struggles that I've seen friends of mine have with opposite sex friendships is a boundary. And if you can't establish that boundary and kind of abide to it, you don't need to have a written document, you both sign it. But like, but you do need a somewhat of an understanding, and a definitely a conversation of, hey, our friendship might change a little bit, and this is maybe things that we probably shouldn't do anymore. So.
Yeah, really good point. Okay, you've covered a really great job of all of that and just like what to do when one's in a relationship, one's not. What about when you're both single? Like going back to that question of like, what happens if one person develops feelings for the other and you're like, ugh, what do I do now? I was just watching this Hallmark movie the other day, and they were talking about that. Like, dude, you can't be friends with her and not like her. Like, I know you do. And so I think it's like it's real. Like, I mean, even. Yeah, like that thought's gonna come up. So I'd love to hear, like, have you ever been in a situation where you're friends with a girl and you're like, oh, this is like strictly a friendship, and everyone's like out there like, oh no, it's not, like this is probably something more. And even if that thought just crosses your head, like what do you do in those situations? How do you approach the friendship from there on? Like, what if it gets awkward? Do you address it? Should you tell them? Like, just give us all the boy info.
Yeah, I think everybody pretty much knows somebody, like a friend or something, where their friend liked a friend and didn't know if to tell them or not. And I feel like that's maybe the central question of the episode today is, I'm single, they're single, should I say something?
Or is it bad to even think something? I think like we should start there because, like, you know, and like I would say, even you and I, like, we went to prom together, then it's like, oh, they went to prom together, and then it's like, oh, should I like him more? Like, is this more than a friend thing? You know, like that's real, that's honest, you know, like definitely those thoughts crossed my head in high school.
I mean, we talked about it. I don't know if you remember that, but I remember like before, like maybe a week or two before, we like established, we're still friends, right? Like,
And that's
and
such an
we.
important conversation, I think, especially when you kind of do those more like coupley things.
Yeah, and thankfully we were on the same page, and that just made the night so much more fun. Because there wasn't some looming question that was in both of our minds that we just weren't talking about. I've always felt that if there's two single friends, the opposite sex, like there's always a possibility, in the sense that you both are going to probably wonder at some point, and it can even be as brief as, could I like this person? No. Like at some point there might be a possibility of what if that enters your mind. And that's normal. I think that that's actually really normal. I think one of the other things to keep in mind with this is the depth of the friendship. There's a lot less risk on the line if you've just met the person, and you don't have a lot of background. You don't have like a set friend group. Like if you've like just met the person and maybe hung out with them a few times, like that's a lot different than if you've been friends for years and you have the same friend group for years, and all of a sudden you have an interest in this person. That can really be scary, a really scary place to be. Because there's a lot more on the line. There's a lot more to be lost if it doesn't work out, which is intimidating.
Yeah, so then what would you recommend doing in those situations? Like, say, like those girls that are listening, they're like, dang it, I have a boy in my life that like I've been friends forever and I really like him. Like, from a guy's perspective, I'll share mine, but like, what would you recommend doing? Like, what do you think is there a right step?
I don't think there's a cookie cutter way to go about it. I think mutual friends are really helpful in those situations. So if there was a friend that I liked or something, and I've been friends with them for years, didn't know what to do about it, I would probably go up to my best friends first and say something and see what they think. Not that they're right. I mean, most of the time we're teenagers and young adults. We're not right about everything, but we'd like to think we are. But we're not always. But I think just starting there and communicating, oh my gosh, I just actually told people I like this person. Like, I actually do like this person. And not thinking, oh, that's just like a crush that I'm not genuinely into this person. So I think like mutual friends can help in that way. And also say, hey, she actually or he actually likes this other person. Then it's like, okay, like I should probably back off then. But if you're at a place where your friends are saying, eh, maybe this is worth talking to him or her about, I think it takes two very mature people to have that conversation, to be able to sit down and genuinely confess your feelings, to be able to say, if you're not interested in me, like, that's fine. I don't want to lose this friendship. That's the biggest thing I'm scared of right now. I think that takes two very mature people to have that conversation. And if it's a conversation worth having, you know, it's genuine and you know, it means a lot. And so if you're on the receiving end of that, you have to also understand that this person is coming to you a little scared, a little terrified, but very genuine, and trying to be very respectful as well.
I would say definitely I agree with that. And asking yourself, like, is it worth the risk? And you kind of insinuated this too, of like really taking the time to not just like act out of impulse. And I'm guessing if you've been friends for a while, like it's something that's been building up. And of course, like as we were talking about this, four different types of love, like that philia love that you start out, that's that friendship bond, like that can grow into eros love, like that can grow into a romantic love. And friendship is such a beautiful and important foundation for romantic relationships. But it's like that question of like, okay, is it gonna become something more? Is it going to turn into arrows? Is it only going to be this filial love and just like stay there? And so I think you have to ask your question, like, is it worth risking that friendship to have that relationship? And if it's not, then like, I think that shows like, you know, maybe this isn't it, because you'd rather just stay their friend. And I don't think it's something you're going to know overnight. And I know, yeah, just like your advice for asking your friends, I think that is spot on. And I so often have been the friend that people come to and ask, or just like admit like, oh, this guy, like he, like everyone knows they're really good friends. And they're like, yeah, I really like them romantically. And I'm like, you know, actually, like I've talked to him and he's interested in her. So it's like, you know, it's never a fun spot to be in, to be that friend, to be like, actually, I know they're interested in other people. And so if you're the person that's like admitting that to someone else, like hearing that advice, or maybe that guy likes someone else, if you still feel really passionate, like, hey, like go for it, because maybe there's like some closure there that you need, or a conversation, like you said, it takes a really mature people to have that conversation, and it made me necessary in like giving you that like closure of moving forward and like expressing, just knowing for sure, you know, like there's no question in where your relationship goes. And I kind of want to, this is a little bit off topic, but I kind of want to move into like intentions and stating your intentions, because I think this is something that Christian men and women do an incredible job preaching. Like, okay, like if you're friends with someone or if you're dating, like always be intentional, always like tell them what your intention is. Like if you just want to be friends, say that. If you want to date them, tell them that you're interested in dating them and like getting to know them with that intention. But then, I don't know if the girl's listening, I don't know if I'm speaking for you too, but in my experience, it's never been the case. And it's always those Christian guys that I feel very let down by, because I think I have really high expectations for them to tell me like, hey, I want to get to know you with the intention of romantic interests. And I'm not like, hey, pledge to me that you want a date right now, but I want some like intention behind what they're doing. So from a guy's perspective, Ryan, could you maybe just give us like a little look into your brain? I don't even have a question there, but I just want to know, like, when you're friends with a girl, when you want to get to know a girl more romantically, like what is that process? And like, as women, what can we be doing to like foster friendship with men? And to like, yeah, how do we, if we're interested in something more, how do we let them know that too?
I'll say this. your guy friends are probably silly and goofy and dorky. They're a heck of a lot more slick than you realize.
Ryan's talking about himself
So,
right now.
no. I just think of some of my friends from high school and college, and them telling me, "I like this person. I'm the only one who knows." And then watching them hang out in a group, you wouldn't even be able to tell. But you could see that they were slowly kind of like making a move here or there. Like, and the girl's like, "This guy's great. We're great friends now after like a month and a half." And the guy's like, I don't know if I'm gonna ask her out." And I guess I just bring that up to say, like, guys typically don't admit when they like somebody out of fear. We are very scared people, in the sense that we're very scared that the girl's gonna find out and reject us. We're very scared that if we get rejected, then like shame will come. And so guys, Christian guys especially, they kind of like to like meander around that, like pursuing somebody, because if it doesn't happen, well then they save face. So it's a very hard thing, I think, for young men to go through, in the sense of, I like somebody, how do I transition into admitting that, but then they'll ask themselves, but how do I admit that without admitting that so that my reputation isn't hurt? Which is really a selfish way of thinking about that. I once heard a pastor say, like, if you ask out a girl, what's the worst that can happen? She say no. And a bunch of the guys that I was in a pew with were like, yeah.
It's the end of the world.
Right. But he's like, why does that matter? Like, if she says no, then okay, let's move on, you know? And so guys are a lot more slick and secretive than I think people realize in that way. Like, we like to kind of like meander around and like get close to the fire but not touch it. And so, like, I guess, like, to the female listeners, like, I would just say, like, don't just be over suspicious of your guy friends, but be mindful of how they interact with you, is the way I would put it. If you find that they're wanting to talk to you one on one a decent amount, they might be up to something. Or if they want to hang out at night with you, they might be up to something. So just keeping that in mind, like, guys are a lot more slick than people give them credit for.
I believe that. But I think it also like plays with women. Like honestly, I want to like high five that pastor that said like what's the worst thing you like could happen? Because when men are selfish in that sense of like they don't want to risk their face or like their pride, like it puts it on the woman and that's just like not fair. Like I am all for like women can put themselves out there, but like women want to be pursued and like men, yeah, just like masculinity versus femininity, like I do believe that men have like the role to like pursue women and to pursue their hearts and to be that like knight in shining armor and not in like the fairy tale movie sense, but just in the sense that like God pursues us, like we deserve that too. Oh, sorry, did you have a thought? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's a defining characteristic between a boy and a man if you're willing to ask out a girl.
You guys hear those claps?
Yeah, and I think women, if one of your friends gets asked out by a guy and she says no, there's no reason to not respect that guy any less. You know, and I think guys, you have to respect each other for taking a chance and trying to pursue somebody. That doesn't mean you go ask out somebody every week, but if you have a genuine intention in doing that, because it's hard, it's nerve-wracking. Like, when I asked out Sarah Jane, I was the most unromantic guy in how I did that. I was biking past her house, slammed on my brakes across the street, yelled, "Hey!"
Are you
And
kidding? I've
I'm
never
dead
heard this.
serious. Yeah. And then she was walking to her car and was like, "Hey." And I said, "Do you have my number?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, can you text me? I'd love to hang out with you." And she was like, "Okay." And
Smooth.
look, incredibly unslick. I was such a cringy guy in that moment, but I was also brave enough to actually invite the opportunity to develop romantically. And so, I've seen people try to like ask their friends to figure it out for them or things like, and just stop. It's just not worth it. And not to throw Taylor University under the bus, but I hear about this thing that they have called pick a date, where like you ask somebody to come to your dorm's event, but but it's totally unclear if it's romantic or not. Some people end up getting married out of this event. Some people just end up being friends. But it's this roundabout way that I've heard about guys getting into relationships. And I'm just like, that's just weird.
So you just pick a random person?
Is that the premise? Some people will pick random people. Others will pick a friend. And the idea is you have like a date night, kind of like prom, but not necessarily like you go to a prom dance. And I remember this guy explaining it to me. And then the whole time I'm just thinking like, why can't you just ask out the person you're interested in? And when I finally asked him that, he was like, oh, we'd never do that.
How would I ever do that?
Right. I'm like, what? So I guess to the female listeners, like if you get asked out by a guy, know that he's scared, know that he's terrified. He's not going to be slick. It's not going to be perfect. And that typically means he hasn't asked out a lot of people. And that means he really likes you. So just be flattered by it, accept it, go with his awkwardness, and take him for who he is.
I love that. That is great advice. The advice I've always been given is say yes to a first date, even if you're like, eh, no. Like, yeah, the guy has taken a lot of courage to do that, really stepped out of himself. So, like, might as well just respect that and give him a chance. So I think that's great advice. And I know we've gotten a little off of the friendship, but I think that's just like what we covered is what every girl wants to know. And Ryan, you're the guy that I want them to get the answers from. Because I think with male friendships, like it can be hard sometimes to know their intentions. And Ryan, that's what I just like really respect about you is that you just always make that very clear. And you're always respectful. Like I think when you're looking for male friends and maybe you're a female that doesn't have any guy friends and that's something that you would like I think it's totally okay to go and pursue that and to introduce yourself to men and say like, hey, like I'm Caroline. It's really nice to meet you. Like, would you like to hang out with us in a group? I think that is the key. If you're looking for male friends or a friend of the opposite gender, like anything you do one-on-one is not going to come off as a friend. Like that's going to come off romantic. And so I would say my best advice for like looking for friends of the opposite gender is to invite people to do things in groups always just kind of surround yourself with other people. Like Ryan said, be in public, don't do things at night, be conscious of the time of the day, all of that kind of stuff. But like I said earlier, like I was never someone that had a lot of guy friends and I think that's okay too. But I think having a few people of the opposite gender that you trust and you respect and that you can go to with questions and advice, like Ryan's definitely been the person that where like I've been in relationship or like I've got questions about guys and I'm like, hey, like, is this normal? Is this weird? Like, and he'll be really straight up honest, like, yeah, no, like that's not good for you. Like, he's not a good guy. Like,
I can't tell you how many times I've told Caroline, oh, I might ask this person out. And she goes, what are you doing? And she was right.
You know, like we need people that are going to be honest with us. Yeah. Like that's like, I would say that's like the number one quality in a friend is that you need is like, you can have people that are nice and acquaintances that'll just be like complimentive and be nice to do like fun things with. But like friendship is when you have someone that's like going to hold you accountable, raise you to that next level. And I think like, regardless if it's female, female, male, 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 female, like you want someone that's going to make you better than you were the day before. And not in the same way that like a romantic partner would, but someone that's going to challenge you and hold you accountable so you can be better for your significant person one day.
Yeah, I think it all comes down to integrity. And when you're looking for somebody of the opposite sex to be friends, is integrity is everything in my mind. And one of the things I've always appreciated, like about our friendship, Caroline, is like we've always kept that. And I think that's why I've been able to be friends for 7 years, and see each other go through, you know, relationships and you know, letdowns and surprises and things like that. So. When you have somebody of the opposite sex that has high integrity, has high character, it makes your life a lot easier because you kind of have a reference point in some sense. Like I said earlier, Caroline has saved me from a lot of bad dates. And she's also given me a lot of good advice on what to do in the sense of being interested in somebody and things like that.
Yeah. And I think that's like the beauty of those friendships is that you can ask them for their advice. And it's so different. Like we've said multiple times, like things are very circumstantial. So it's, and we said this in other podcasts that like everybody has such a different story. So you can't just like compare apples to apples. Like things are always going to be different. But having someone that A is an example and B that you can go to for advice and that thinks differently than you and isn't just going to tell you exactly what you want to hear is going to be so important and just so fruitful in your life. And I know that when I get married one day, or when Ryan gets married maybe soon, like things are gonna look different in our friendship. But like that's the beauty of it, is that like things are changing. And that goes with everything. Like even normal female and male friendships go through seasons and change, and not that you're going to be friends forever. Like who knows, maybe Ryan and I's friendship's coming to an end, hopefully not anytime soon, but like you never know. So I would say just too, just like being grateful for the season that your friendship is in, and thanking God for that, and just recognizing that yeah, in every place and time there's a season.
Yeah, definitely. I say I agree with everything you just said. And one of the beautiful things that I think I've been able to experience, like in our friendship, is like we went to high school together, but like we also stayed friends throughout college despite being hours away from each other. And even though you're about to move to DC, like to me, it's like I don't see things changing. I know it sounds like you want our friendship to end soon,
It's gonna be what everyone gets from this podcast is Caroline brings on a friend, but actually discusses that she doesn't want to be his friend anymore. Not true. You heard it here. I still want to be friends with Ryan. Okay. Anyways, regardless, Ryan, thank you so much for being a trooper and coming on and joining me today. As we kind of just close out our conversation, maybe bring everything to a head, do you have maybe one or two pieces of advice that you can leave with the listeners today about how to cultivate those appropriate, healthy relationships with the opposite sex? And yeah, maybe just some encouragement.
I guess like a piece of advice I would give is don't be scared of having opposite sex friendships. I think a lot of times people can be hesitant or nervous about them because they're scared of what if they like me. But to me, I think if you're going to live your life that way, you're just living in fear. And I think that you're missing out on a valuable opportunity to learn more about the opposite sex and to be able to like welcome a different perspective in friendship from somebody the opposite sex. So don't be scared of those moments. And also I would advise like be very intentional about what your intentions are. Like communicate that well. I think one of the beautiful things that I've been able to experience in college is like female friends that I've made. It wasn't ever like a question of are we about to date or is this do you think this is a date? Because you know maybe we say right before like asking to hang out or like get coffee like hey friend. Hey, pal. Hey, buddy. You
Those
know,
clarifying words.
right. Those things that send you into the friend zone.
Yeah. That's a whole
but,
other episode.
right. Exactly. But those kind of things like can help affirm like, oh, okay. They just want to get to know me more or like, oh, okay. Like they want to be my friend, you know? And that's a really humbling feeling, a really good feeling. So.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I think a lot of the times when you hear friend zone, and I don't want to bring a lot into this, but just the fact that like if a guy wants to be your friend, like that doesn't mean that like something's wrong with you, that he's not romantically interested in you. Like I don't feel any less of a woman or any less great because Ryan doesn't want a romantic relationship with me. Like it just affirms that like I have something to offer to all men, that like there's not just going to be one man that is able to appreciate me because they want me as a wife, you know? And so I think just also just changing our perspective there, that we have more to offer and that people can get to know us as a person without having that romantic love. And that's a beautiful and good thing.
And I guess one other piece of advice I'd give is I know there might be a listener out there who may have a lot of friends of the opposite sex, but may not have that many friends of their own sex. And I guess the encouragement I would give in the sense of you're just sitting here thinking, man, I cannot find a date. I can't find a boyfriend or a girlfriend, but I have all these friends that are male or female. Like all those friends are affirming you in some way that one, you're enjoyable to be around. That they really enjoy spending time with you. But two, like, I think you're putting too much pressure on yourself to find a spouse. And I've never really thought that male to female friendships can be bad unless they start to go towards the intentional miscommunication of like what the intent is.
That's really good advice too. That might be a whole new other episode as well. Because friendship is hard, you know? And when you have those thoughts of like, yeah, I have all these guy friends, but none of them like me, it can lead to a bad path. So thank you for saying that, Ryan. I'm sure that's gonna be impactful to someone listening.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, Ryan. So like any other guest, I know you're special, I know you're the first guy, I know you're a friend, but I have to end every episode with the question, What is one promise you believe the Lord has fulfilled in your life? What has it looked like, either in our past 7 years of friendship, whether in the past 22 years of your life? What is that one promise?
Yeah. So I think when the first thing that came to mind when you asked that question was God's faithfulness for the calling I believe he's put on my life. So I guess some backstory about me. When I came to my senior year of high school, I had been set my whole life on going to the University of Kentucky, originally from Kentucky. My sister just graduated from there. My other sister's there. Like, there's no way in the world I was going to go anywhere else.
Biggest Kentucky basketball fan you'll ever meet.
Yeah. Anyway, so I visit and I'm all excited about it. And I just knew I couldn't go here. I remember being mad at myself. Like, why am I not in love with this place? I've had it on my mind forever. Fast forward like 2 weeks, my senior year of high school, I go on this thing called the Youth Discipleship Walk at my church and feel called to ministry. After a few months of discerning that, my family, we started to realize, oh my gosh, like, I think this is my calling in my life, and I need to do something about that in the sense of my college decision. So I showed up at Hope, not knowing anybody except one guy on my floor who I played fifth grade basketball with, and then he moved. And so I didn't know anybody at Hope, my grade, and it was the best 4 years of my life. And I saw the Lord provide in so many ways, through friendships, opportunities, and has now eventually led to a residency at my home church. And throughout my 4 years, I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea what summers would look like, what ministries I got involved with would look like. But I just saw the Lord provide in so many ways I could have never dreamed up. And his faithfulness throughout all of that was just a beautiful thing to experience. And it was amazing to just be a part of that and to sit back and like trust God with that.
Mm. Yeah, it's been just so neat as your friend to see that realization and just living into that mission and just the joy that it brings, you know, with like everyone when we truly live out what God is asking us to do, like it brings such joy in life. And not saying that it's not hard or there's not trials, but there is just so much peace that comes along with that and just the fruit of like that you're able to produce. And yeah, I just think you're really awesome, Ryan, and I'm very excited to see what you do.
You too. And everybody, Caroline moves soon to Washington, D.C.
I do.
So keep her in your prayers because she's about to go to a whole new place. Your sister's there, but a whole new place, whole new job. So be praying for Caroline.
Thank you. That was so sweet. your just whole story about Hope like that is very similar. I don't know a lot of people, but God's going to make it the best time of my life. I'm confident of it.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. Well, thank you so much, Ryan. It has been so fun to have you on. I really appreciate it. You're a wonderful first male guest. So I know you brought a lot of wisdom and truth to my listeners. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm honored. And, you know, when Caroline opens Owen Solutions, like Dave Ramsey opened Ramsey Solutions, like I know our junior year prom picture will be on the wall and,
you know, under everywhere.
Right, exactly. So,
Well, thanks, Ryan. It has been a joy. And to everyone listening, if you're loving the She Believe podcast, if this is your first episode or your 30th episode, would you please share it with a friend? Whether you forward them this episode right now, give them all the best male female friendship advice, or take a screenshot, share it on social media, and make sure you tag me at Caroline Rose Owens. I would love to grow the She Believe community of fearless women and help us all to live out our God-given missions. So thank you for tuning into today's episode, and I hope that this week you are able to see the ways that God is working in your life and that it brings you joy. So until next time, see you soon.